And now, my friend, you ask me what makes me sad and still, and why my brow is darkened like the clouds up on the hill. Run in your pony closer, and I'll tell you all a tale of Utah Cal, my partner, and his last ride on the trail. We rode the range together, and we rode it side by side. I loved him like a brother, and I wept when Utah died. We were rounding up one morning, and our work was almost done, when on one side they started on a mad and fearful run. The boss man's little daughter was holding on that side. She waved a bright red blanket. They charged with maddened fear. Little Varro, seeing the danger, knew she would have to ride. A-leaning in the saddle, she flung the blanket in the air. In leaning, she lost her balance, fell in front of that wild tide. Utah then wildly shouted, "Lay still, Varro," he cried. His only hope was to raise her and to catch her at full speed. As oft times he'd been known to catch a trail rope off his steed. But the cinches of his saddle had not been felt before, and the back cinch snapped asunder, and he fell beside Varro. He picked up the red blanket, and he waved it o'er his head. Then he started across the prairie. "Lay still, Varro," he said. Well, he got the stampede turn, and he saved Varro, his friend. Then he turned to face the cattle and meet his fatal end. And when we broke the circle where Utah's body lay, with many a bruise and wounded, he bring life ebbed away.